Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Liam, you are the father. And Baby Beth. Oh my God, the cutest baby on earth. So much happened this week. We have to talk about it now. Grab a drink. Bowl Breakdown is next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Oh my God, yes! We're back! The Bogey of Laughter Show! Oh my goodness, what has happened? It's begun to happen. We're so excited. I'm James Law Jr., and this is the Bold Breakdown, Bold Beef Laughter Show, and I'm here with the beautiful matching with me, Miss Tammy Gavina.
You know, we didn't even plan this.
No, we didn't.
The Bold and the Beautiful is so deeply ingrained in our very fiber that we come to work dressed
fiber.
Wow.
See, you did it. Fiber.
Wow.
Fibrous. So, so Tammy Gavina's here. We're here talking about the Bold and Beautiful, what happened this week, which was just like... Annika was not wrong a few weeks ago.
This is why we drink.
We're drinking mimosas and sippy cups.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers, everyone. Yay!
And shout out to Mr. Ryan in the booth. Hello, Mr. Ryan. He's taking care of the knobs and the cameras.
Oh, this is delicious.
It's good. It's a little rosé. A little rosé and orange juice.
Rosé all day.
And it's no drip because the baby's supposed to be no drip for babies.
Yes. And as a host, I appreciate that no drip policy.
Yes, I know. So a little housekeeping. We are on Spotify. We are on iTunes. We are on YouTube under the Bold and Beautiful After Show on AfterBuzz TV Dramas. So remember that. We're on a little early today. I know we're on around 4:15 on once a month on Sundays, but we are on. Oh, people in the chat room. So we are on right now. So go there, like, subscribe, comment. We do read the comments. We're going to read some today. And also, we have a new thing, folks. We have a Twitter page.
Holy moly, man.
And an IG page.
We have stepped into the new century.
Yes, we have.
We are
and
there.
And I want you guys to go there and like us under The Bold Breakdown. On both of them. So just one long word, one long word. The Bold Breakdown. So go ahead and like there. Go ahead and like it and follow us. And I've been doing an IG story on there. She's posting things on there. So go ahead and follow us.
Yes. We want a home for the fans.
Yes.
To engage and give their opinions.
Definitely.
And please share it. Share it with the globe.
Yes.
B&B, I think it's probably the most global.
It's the number one soap in the world.
Yes.
It's number one soap in the world. I know. It's kind of crazy.
My God. That's crazy.
So go ahead and like that. We'll go ahead and over there and like those. Please, please do. Hello, everybody. Are you watching live? Nene. Come on, Nene.
Nene.
Nene, you're watching live. So I think it's all the announcements I have to make there, so for that. And then just one thing we want to talk about before we even get into the actual show. One thing is CBS.
Oh, CBS. CBS. It's BS.
It's BS. I like that. It is BS.
That's what it boils down to.
So if you are, for those of us who are DirecTV subscribers, you have noticed there's no more CBS on your television. And folks are actually coming to me saying, well, how can I watch a show? I'm going to watch a show. And okay, so yes, there are YouTube channels that we post sometimes, episodes. They're a little bootleg, and sometimes they're not that good, whatever. But CBS.com, free. It's totally free. You can go there, and you can watch episodes for free. Just scroll down. It says free episodes. Bone Beautiful, there's a little picture there. And you can watch those. They do have commercials. So I'm sorry.
That's typical, though.
Yeah, it is.
NBC's the same way.
Yeah. Oh, he's supposed to picture that. Yeah, so I was going to say that next. Complain. So, because DirecTV is owned by AT&T now. So AT&T kind of owns all of that. Complain. We want our CBS. But complain nicely. Of course, be rational. But yes, we need to go in there and let them know that I want my CBS. I can't watch Big Brother. I can't watch 60 Minutes. Like on my TV, I have to go to...
Well, Y&R.
And Y&R.
As well. I mean, it affects the soap community.
It does.
And
it does.
I honestly think that you and I could probably step in and do a better job at negotiating. I don't understand what the problem is.
I don't see what the problem is either. I don't get it. I mean, how do you lose a regular channel?
Yeah. CBS has been around for 5 million years. How does it just disappear from the landscape?
Right. I don't understand.
And as a soap community, people should be up in arms about this.
Yes. Oh, God, I don't get it.
Arg.
They should. So I just mentioned that.
I did find it, you guys. So literally, if you go on CBS and you hit...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Shows and then daytime, it's the first one that pops up.
There you go.
So I have it on the screen. If people want to cross reference, this is how you would find it.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Ryan. Yeah, do next. So, yeah, it's really simple to find. I just said you have to find it. And so that's what you can do. People are complaining, I don't know where it is. Go there, and they're full on episodes. You see the full production value. It's nothing, like I said, YouTube's a little weird. And some of them are translating other languages and stuff. But this is like actual show endorsed by CBS. Go there in the meantime and continue watching, because this week's gonna be good too coming up. Oh, so you don't want to miss it.
It's gonna be good for a while. Yeah, because the fallout's gonna be cray cray.
Yes, it is. So thanks, Ryan, for doing that.
Thank you.
And folks out there, I want to say hi to Michelle D. Ethel, yes, you did make it. Made it. Emily, okay, my eyes are bad. MI1134, we're glad you're in here. We're going to tell you our thoughts in a second. Kenneth Clark is in there, of course. Rodelli is in there. Yes, little Douglas Henry, who plays Douglas, is the bomb.
Yes, Henry Joseph Samiri.
We're going to talk about that too. We're going to have her read some of your comments that were from the Twitter page, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to do that also too. So we're going to talk a little bit about the storyline, then we're going to do a little bit of that, and then go back to the storyline again. So, first of all, I know there's controversy that there was this one main storyline for the longest time.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
Yes. Well, we discussed this briefly. I mean, they've had storylines that have been ongoing for years. I think the biggest issue that we had was it was literally the only storyline how many months has it literally been the only storyline?
Yeah, a while.
So many people are off the landscape, you know. There was, Dollar Bill and...
Yeah, and Katie and all that,
and Katie. I mean, there and then Sally and, what happened with Wyatt. And then everything just kind of fell to the wayside and it became the Baby Beth story.
Right.
It's an amazing story. Yeah. I just don't understand why they chose to spotlight it for so long.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it took away from the value of it because people are starting to get frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just true. And I think, and I know it's a small show, it's a large canvas, small time period, it's a half hour, which basically is 22 minutes. Yeah, commercials in there. So I know there's part of it, I guess. They felt like they couldn't showcase everything they wanted to showcase to get this story out.
Yeah.
Maybe they're excited about the story. Who knows what the writers are thinking? But it's a good story.
An amazing story.
But I miss some other people.
What happens is when you spotlight just one story, the audience is going to demand a wrap up sooner than later.
Yes.
When there's other stories going on at the same time, you're not expecting. You're tuning in because you want to see what happens. Right. You're not expecting, okay, let's wrap this up.
Right. That's very true. Because when there's other storylines, the storyline gets further pushed around because it's other stuff going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I get that. But I know there's a lot of controversy about that, and I'm like, I understand. I get why there's controversy, but it's fine.
Yeah.
But basically, there was one storyline this week.
Uh-huh.
But the build-up, and you and I talk this all the time on the show, every time Thomas comes to the music, I just start laughing because the music's so good, it matches... The emotions and what happens in the scenes when he's involved or when the son, it's so funny. Just the build up this week was so amazing. And I think you agree, right? The whole build up.
Oh my gosh.
To Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The build up was there.
Someone used the term earlier this week and in regards to how a story unfolds. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is perfect for B&B because literally this week it was a slow seduction.
Yes.
The unfolding of it was so I was just gritting my teeth.
Yes. It's coming.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You literally couldn't wait to see what was going to happen from moment to moment.
Oh, I agree.
Oh my gosh.
Completely.
Yeah.
And all the actors, every single one of them in this storyline performed top notch.
Yes.
All the different emotions. All different sides of it, from Wyatt to Flo to Shauna to Liam to Steffi I mean, everybody, Doug Liman, everybody yes. had something, there was something, everything had something going on.
It was so...
They brought it.
It was
they
so it. Really well balanced. It was like a fine rosé.
Yes, and
it's
like,
it was a beautiful balance.
Yes.
To it.
I have two hands. Yes, exactly. They're green. Sorry, Susan. Douglas was so good. Oh, and that little baby... The cutest little baby on earth. Said Donna. And then it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I'm so thinking, cute. Do they loop that in?
I thought it was actually the baby.
Well, it looks. I'm looking at the little mouth of the child.
That is hilarious.
It looked like the baby the same.
Same. It to me.
But come on.
The baby was looking right
How
at Scott
gonna
Clifton.
How are you going to cue a child to look at Scott Clifton and go, da, 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 da. I mean.
That baby was looking at him.
If that baby actually did it, they need to give an Emmy just award, for, a new category for child under, I don't know, 6 years of age.
Yes, or something.
Because
yeah.
that's a golden child no. right there.
I mean, the baby was smiling, looking at him.
Yes.
I was like, okay, I mean.
And kudos, let's give it to the casting director, Christy Dooley.
Yes, yeah.
She found these babies, and it ain't easy to find these kids.
I know. M1134 is like, it seemed like the actors were like, finally! It just like they're like, they can exhale for
we'll
a change.
We'll get to it when Flo, we'll get to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll get to it. But
there's
yeah.
a huge relief.
Yes.
There's
yes. Like, yeah, what's about that second? Okay. leading up, it was yes. really good. And one of the lead-ups is Detective Liam.
Yes.
He literally was driving between him and Douglas. Those were the two characters that surprised me. This is how I was going to get out. I thought because it could have been one of 20 characters that could have brought this out.
Yeah.
I would have thought Douglas, and I would have thought Liam would be on the case and find out first.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. So, what were your thoughts on him kind of being the detective?
You know, it's Liam. Finally. I mean, because this character, I've always been so back and forth, back
me
and
too.
Forth, back and forth.
Me
I
too.
Hate him. I love him. I hate him.
Yes,
I love him. I hate
me
him.
Too.
I love him. And so. Finally, him fighting for hope. Finally, I see the fight in him. And, you know, him telling her, you know, I'm not giving up on us. You made the wrong decision. I'm not giving up on us. I love you. You love me. There are forces against us. I loved that term.
Yep.
There are forces
yes.
against
yep.
us.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it was Douglas that was kind of, you know, blew open Pandora's box. I questioned, like, why on earth did they choose the mouth of a babe? But then I thought, just because of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing but innocence here.
Yep.
There, you know, there's no pattern of a crazy child who just,
nope.
you know, lying continuously. This is an innocent babe. And who Mama taught him to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
I get like goosebumps.
Hey, no, she does. She goosebumps, you guys.
There's podcast listeners, there's goosebumps
yes,
on
there
all
is.
Of our arms right now.
No, seriously. It's like that was, and he was so clear about it and just so regular about it. It was like, yeah, that's what a kid out of the mouths of babes.
Yeah, and it took her a long time to figure that out. Oh, writers, you got us.
Yes,
man.
They did.
Oh,
and I
so
was,
beautiful.
And yes, I loved it when Douglas was talking to Thomas saying he was mean. I think I thought that was pretty funny, too. So Liam was on the case. He called. That he went to the birth certificate and called the doctor, got in touch with the doctor.
And I just love how Steffi, you know, when he said, "Can I take a look at the birth certificate? Can I take a look at the papers? Because I have no idea how this adoption rolled out." And Steffi's like, "Yeah, of course."
Yeah,
I mean, I just love Steffi so
yeah,
much right now.
I know. She had nothing to hide. She thinks she thinks she had a true adoption.
Yes. So
wait till her response comes. I mean, it's going to be it's already starting to happen, but. But it's just, I mean, we'll get to the whole Liam thing in a second, yeah. but I just want to get to just the buildup was that he was on the case. He was figuring it out. I like that. He was fighting for her. Meanwhile, I couldn't stop laughing. I think I texted Tammy this. I couldn't stop laughing about how homegirl was trying to drink so she could sleep with Thomas.
And I said to you, that, honey, there's not enough champagne in the world.
I'm sipping my tea.
That's literally what I texted you.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough champagne.
Yes. She was drinking. She's like, "Make sure I have this drink." And he was
oh
like,
God.
I mean, it was, I mean, because he's a nice looking guy and all that, but just like, he's so creepy. It's like she felt that she didn't want to sleep with
yeah.
him.
Yeah. And there was a beautiful moment, you know, because Brooke has been saying over and over
yes.
again before they got married, "You don't have to do this."
Yes.
You know, blah, blah, blah. "You don't have to do this." Blah, 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 blah. "You don't have to do this. You don't have to do any of this."
Mm-hmm.
Because we can, and if you do, we can undo it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hope had that moment, you know,
mm-hmm.
later in the week
yep.
where she's like, "I don't have to do this."
Nope.
And it just really kind of drove home the fact that when someone tells you something repeatedly, maybe you don't hear it the first 500 times, but eventually you will, and it can save your life.
I like the fact that she didn't sleep with him. I'm glad, in old days, we would have slept together, then regretted it, and then she'd get pregnant, you know, all this other stuff. I'm glad they didn't do that.
I thought, if they sleep together,
I'm so glad they didn't do that. I'm so glad.
And I'm so glad that he didn't drug her.
Yes, me too.
Because I thought,
Vinny, you know his name. He's awesome, though. He is, he's a good actor.
I should have looked up his name.
Yeah, I've got his name, too.
Because Vinny is amazing.
He's hilarious.
He's so great.
Yeah, oh, they say Thomas's friend. Yeah, exactly. He just gave some party favors.
I didn't get an invitation to the wedding. I know, I'm so such funny. A bad New York accent. I apologize.
But he was funny.
He's great.
Yeah, he was good. So, I mean, he just was like giving some party favors, but Thomas did not go there, thank God.
Yeah, and I'm glad that she stuck to her guns. But I didn't know.
But he kept dragging it out.
I need to be a good wife. You know, why else did I do this? I mean, but I'm glad there was a moment where she got really mad at him.
Yeah.
About not being patient. Like, you're not being patient. And then he said, well, I thought you were into it. And then she said, then you don't really know me.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciated that moment of feisty hope. Like, yes. You need to back off.
Right.
Because guess what? I'm responsible for...
Yes.
This is me.
Yes.
So back off.
Yes.
And then thank God the phone call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So that whole buildup was happening. Then we had Flo on the other side. I would say Katrina Bowden, her portrayal is so good.
Can we get her on the show?
Okay, so right now they're on hiatus right now, so that's why nobody's around. So in a month or so, I'm going to talk to my people, and she's one of the people I'm trying to get on the show.
We got to get Miss Katrina
in here. She's so good.
And we're just going to, you know, like Annika.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking about that this week as well. Annika, obviously, hands down, has just been slaying it moment to moment for a million years.
Yes.
And Katrina has as well. Mm-hmm. You know, every single day she's had an enormous amount to carry as an actress, and she's brought it and hit it out of the ballpark every single day.
And I want to say to Kenneth Clark, you mentioned this a little earlier, it's just funny that when she finally admitted it to Liam and Wyatt, her acting choice, though, was like she exhaled. She literally exhaled. She was like, it felt like, oh, God, I feel relief. Just kidding. I mean, I know it's going to be, I was almost cussed. I caught myself. Cheese and crackers. she was feeling like the stuff's going to go down once it comes out. But she also was relieved.
Enormous sense of relief.
But the actress, the choice that she made kind of like, after she said it.
Yeah.
I never seen it before, and in performance, it's like, oh, that's interesting. I like that choice.
And I almost want to think that it was a natural thing.
Yeah.
After she said those words, that relief physically came over her.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, as an audience member.
We were saying the same thing.
We were just like, oh, God. Like, did this just happen? Yes. Good.
You're like, yes, please give Katrina. We're gonna work it out.
Yeah.
Oh, so Vinny is gorgeous. He's married to Gina Rodriguez from Jane the Virgin. Did I even know that?
They're so beautiful.
I love her.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Thank you. Who said that?
That was MI-134. Can you tell us his name?
Thank you.
Somebody tell us his name.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. Hi, Gabby. I didn't know that was in there. Okay. But yeah, I was just like, she finally came out. Liam busted the door. Finally getting it out. Wyatt's kind of like, what the F?
And I appreciated Wyatt saying to Liam, back off.
Yes.
What are you doing about girlfriend?
Right. As he should.
Being good old Wyatt.
Yeah, as he should.
And she was just sitting on the couch.
I know.
Just the tears. Just so silent. Just like her head's going to explode
and
any second.
I like the fact they were showing the flashbacks of her finding out she's a Logan and how they kind of put that together too.
Yeah.
That she came to town and found her real father. You know, he's not here, but found her family, juxtaposed to her keeping Beth away from her real family.
Yes.
And her family.
Yes.
Like, all together.
And I don't know if I'm getting too far ahead, but I appreciated Thomas making that phone call and her putting him on speaker.
Yes.
Just to give them, it's not an excuse.
No, it's not,
You know, it's not an excuse. But here's what I'm dealing with, you guys.
Yeah.
Here's the threats that I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
Help.
I know.
Help me.
Because she's not completely innocent, obviously. We're not saying that. But there was some stuff that was going down, too, that's scary. Everybody's wrong, but just like, she's a little less wrong. Oh, no, I don't know if she's less wrong, but she's just, it's all wrong.
Now, just refresh my brain.
Yes.
How did Thomas find out about all of this? Because he didn't know this from the get-go.
No, he didn't. I believe he overheard, didn't he?
From Zoe?
From Zoe.
Was it Zoe?
I think they were talking about
okay,
it.
Okay, that's it.
I think that's how you found out. Okay. His name is Joseph Lo Cicero.
Ooh, Joseph Lo Cicero.
Now, that last name is from Homegirl, who plays Olivia on General Hospital. She's Lisa
Lo
Cicero.
Right. You think they're related.
So Lo Cicero.
That's your forte. Look who's related.
If you watch this today, you know I do that. So Joseph Lo Cicero.
I'm writing his name down.
Come on, so show it to you. I'm like, also, you're good too. I'm like, well, you're good. Yes, she did leave out. There's a lot of things. The full story's going to come out, folks. Just right now, she had to get it out. I think that was the whole point. Just like for it to confirm, so Leah would have confirmation that she didn't have a baby.
Yes.
I think that was the point at first. All the other stuff's going to come out in various ways and what happened. I wonder if we'll see Wayne Brady back. I wonder.
Yeah. Oh, if we have to.
Then we got Taylor. That's going to be part of it.
There's
so much. It's such an umbrella story.
Yeah. Let's back up just a little bit.
Please.
To that. As you said, Emmy award-winning moment.
That's what I want to go to next. Yes.
I don't know if I can talk about this.
It is so amazing, that scene, when he's slow motion. I mean, I was sucking for slow motion. But he goes in and realizes that's his baby. And I got a little teary at myself just now. It's kind of weird. It was so... Scott Clifton's performance was amazing.
Yeah.
He brought on every emotion of finding out his baby was alive. Because remember, we saw when baby died how wrenching that was. He conveyed, my baby's alive.
Yeah.
So go on, girl. Get the tears out. Get it out. Get the tears out, girl.
That moment of realization, and kudos to that special effect of the slow motion.
Yeah.
Because that literally is what it feels like. It's entering the dining room and everything just falls together. And you... goes in and little perfect baby da 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 da, and just it was so beautiful.
It was. I agree. It was picture perfect to me.
Yeah.
It was like there wasn't a false note in the scene.
No.
The baby did a great job, and Scott just did his Emmy winning job that he's done before.
And and then Steffi coming into the room,
perplexed,
and just like, what is going on? And him trying to tell her, Beth, no, it's Phoebe. Beth, no, it's Phoebe. Beth, no, it's Phoebe. And poor Steffi just being stumped.
Because she was, but the way Jacqueline played it too was kind of like she was feeling his emotions.
And she said, you're having a nervous breakdown.
Right.
And I would think be thinking the same way.
The baby's dead.
Yeah, you held your deceased child.
Right.
What are you talking about?
So that's the part that everybody's kind of stumped on, because we saw them. We know the audience knows what happened, but you held a baby that was dead.
Yeah.
So you held it.
Yeah.
So we would all think rationally, you held a baby.
And when there was that beautiful moment, and he realizes, and I think I texted you and I said, have you seen today's episode?
Yeah.
And you hadn't yet. I said, you need to stop everything and watch it now. And you're like, no, I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm like, no, you need to watch it now.
And it was good.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a great moment. I said, that's part of it's real. That's right there.
Yeah. Forevermore.
I mean, I watch all the shows. I'm thinking there are a couple other actors having some good stuff this year. But I will say right now, he's in the front runner just from those scenes right there.
Absolutely.
The scenes leading up to it and to that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I just it was just a great moment. And I feel bad for Steffi especially, because she's also a victim in all of this too. So seeing her reactions coming up will be very interesting.
But I'm bothered, like, where's mom? Where's Taylor in all this?
I know.
I'm assuming she's going to be back on the landscape soon.
I'm assuming also.
But I don't know why she's not here now.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to keep it between Liam, like the immediate.
First.
Yeah, Liam and Hope and Thomas.
Then they'll find everybody.
And Douglas. Those are really the immediate players in the game right now.
Yeah.
For the big reveal.
Right.
And then everyone else.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Well, yeah.
So read some, before you continue, read some tweets that you said you got.
Oh, yeah. So let's read some Twitter thoughts.
Yes.
So No Seriously Stop on Twitter said, as a Lope fan, I would love to see Taylor come back and participate in the storyline, especially with the parallels to Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
It would also be cool for her to be held accountable for her role in all this.
Yeah.
But accountable, nothing's her fault.
Not really,
she had no idea.
No.
And I'm really thankful
that
she's not aware of any of this.
Right.
Because I feel bad for her, just in general. She's not...
Yeah, not all there.
She's pretty unstable.
People are like, she's crazy, Thomas, as crazy as she is. Well, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. And then we have... Again, Matt Hanvey at GarbageFan98 on Twitter said, Taylor endured a similar emotional situation when she gave up Jack. Yep. The fact that she's absent from the climax of the story is very frustrating. Agreed.
Okay.
So this was good. Joni Cosy-Leon. It's COSY-Leon. Thomas has gone overboard this time, but he's always been a crazy beep. Blowing up Rick's car, Rick's house on fire, throwing him through a window, sleeping with drugged Caroline, sending fake texts to Ridge and Brooke to break them up. Not much of a rewrite. And so I'd forgotten
I disagree with that, though, on some level.
But even the Logan sisters brought this up.
No, I'm saying...
Thomas has...
No, that's saying that was played by like Adam Gregory.
Right.
I remember saying the same. When Pearson Fodey came on, they changed the character.
Yeah.
So in some ways, you're right. It's not a... giant rewrite. It does fit some history, but the way they changed him, so I'm having the same problem with Adam on Young and the Restless. The same thing they played, the way Justin Hartley played him was just very different.
Yeah.
And they kind of erased all that stuff. So you're right. They've kind of, it's not far fetched, but it's just a little jarring because the last Thomas didn't play like that.
Matt Hanvey agrees with you.
I love Matt. Hi, Matt.
He says, I cannot stomach these rewrites. Thomas was happy with Daisy and then hopelessly in love with Caroline, flirting with Sasha, and then happily invested in his relationship with Sally. Not once did he ever show any lingering feelings for Hope in all of these years.
There's one that right now, Melanie Rutledge says, Taylor may not have known, this is the answer to you, Taylor may not have known the baby was stolen, but she didn't ask any questions. Where did this doctor get this random baby?
She just wanted a baby for her daughter.
She answered you.
That's I mean, I agree. You know, why didn't you ask more questions? But at the end of the day, she just wanted to give Steffi a baby.
Well, it's funny. Ethel, and I love Ethel, but she's saying that Taylor brought the baby to Steffi. So, yeah, it was her fault. Against the law. But I don't know. It was not really her. I don't know if it was against the law. I don't know.
This is not drip proof.
Oh, it's not? Dang it. God bless America. Got a little one there. Okay.
I know. That's all right.
Dang it, I'm so sorry about this.
That's okay.
It's
I'm going to open up
yeah,
the...
Open it up.
I'm going to open
supposed
up.
Supposed to be drip-proof. That's what it's supposed to be. I'm going to tell the company. They didn't do it correctly. I think it's even flow. I'm going to give them a shout-out.
She didn't do anything illegal, though.
No,
Taylor
I don't
didn't
she
do anything illegal.
I don't think she did either.
You know, they went through the adoption papers.
Right.
You know, all this legal stuff. Who's the lawyer?
Oh, yeah. Carter.
Carter, you know, was there to make sure that everything was done legally.
Right.
So she didn't do anything illegal. Maybe she didn't ask enough questions. I will give you
that,
but that's
not
against the law.
Nope. So I'm going to agree with that also. Everybody's asking, where's Deacon? My buddy, Sean Kanan. Everybody's saying, he'd love to come back on the show. So I'm like, he'd love to come on. So he told me that several times. We're friends in real life, and we always talk about that. He's busy doing some movies and stuff. He's really busy.
But
he'll
come on. She needs her daddy.
She needs her dad. Daddy Deacon. He's in jail.
She needs her daddy.
He needs to get out of jail.
This is so good.
This is really good.
Oh, my God.
I got this rosé at BevMo. It was 5 cents. They were having that sale where you get one, you get 5 cents.
That's right.
I did.
Thank you, BevMo.
Sponsor our show,
sale.
BevMo. Thank you.
Please.
So it's against the law. She paid for the baby. I don't know. You guys, I think you guys are rewriting some little history there. It's not her. The fault goes to Wayne Brady's character, who knew he took the baby that was wrong.
And Flo.
Those are the ones that are the most
going
egregious.
Into cahoots with all this.
They're the most egregious out of everybody.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. They did wrong, and they know they did wrong.
Yeah.
And it continued. Because remember, he had that whole thing with the gambling stuff. So it's his fault.
Adoptions aren't free.
No.
You pay for them. They cost a lot of money.
Taylor wanted to help her daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't fault her. I don't fault her with that very much. Black market baby. It was on some level, but like, she didn't, I don't think she really cared or knew.
Yeah.
And when you're rich, you don't care. You want a baby.
Yeah.
You don't ask for a question. You don't ask questions. You want a baby. That's it. But I just think it's, but it's funny you guys are commenting. And I find that Melissa's commenting a lot. She's commenting a lot. So hi, Melissa. I guess you're watching and you're commenting on Twitter. Yeah, she's commenting on
Twitter. That's so great.
Hi, Melissa. I love that. So I guess we will go into now the last part of the week where Liam has to try to convince Hope that her baby's alive, which I understand would be completely crazy talk. You're like, I completely crazy talk.
Yeah. And you know what? I did appreciate, because I have to keep going back to that moment when Flo finally confesses.
Let's go back to it.
And I loved Liam. He wasn't yelling at her. He was just, it's over. Just say it. He's not yelling at her.
No, he wasn't.
He's like, just say it.
Just say it.
Because he knew.
And the fans do.
And he said to Steffi, I know that's my child.
Yes.
I can feel it. I know that's my child.
Yes.
And so I really appreciated, like, once it was confirmed, that he continued having that certainty when he approached Hope.
Yeah.
And that moment when she locks the door.
Yeah. I know.
Well, I wasn't expecting the whole, you know, Thomas trying to whisk her away.
Right.
I'm like, where is he going to take her?
Yeah.
You know, the third world country where, you know, there's no expedition process. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, is this going to be a dollar bill scenario where someone's going to get pushed out of a helicopter again?
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, she's behind closed doors and Liam finds her and locks the door.
Yes.
That was everything.
And Thomas banging on again.
Yes.
Don't listen
so
to him.
Great.
It was classic soap.
My God.
It was classic soap. Don't listen to him. Don't say anything he says. And we've been gone together. And he's like, just like, oh my God, it's so funny.
Him yelling, you're my wife. Yes. You're my wife. Yeah.
His world's coming down. It's a caged animal's world's coming down now.
Yes. And then, like you said, Liam trying to
convince her. Because he has to convince her.
Yes.
She held a dead baby.
Yeah.
Again, it's like you had a physical thing that you have to kind of wrap your... You know, we know soap, so we know things like this can happen. But in, like, if it's real world stuff, you'd be like, no, I held my dead baby.
Well, Flo told him there was another birth at the hospital that night, and that was a stillborn.
Right. So now he got it.
So now he knows.
Right.
Now he has to...
But her brain has to go... So here's what's so funny. So I'm going to share just a quick little story about myself. I've shared it before in other shows. I didn't know I had a daughter until she was 10 years old. So I know what it feels like to find out you have a child with someone that I was with before, and I found out. And it's such an interesting... Because at first you don't want to believe. Like, no. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I mean, it's just kind of... All these emotions come in your brain... Like, no, there's no child. There's no baby. And you meet the child. It's kind of great. It's kind of crazy. It's a wonderful experience. But I went through a lot of emotions through the whole thing. And I love my girl. I love her, Tammy. But it's just when I was watching him reunite with his daughter, Liam reunite with his daughter, kind of reunite, even though he's with her, but reunite that this is Beth, it reminded me of that a little bit. It's like he got a realization, this is my child. Like, she really isn't dead, and she's here. I was waiting for her. She's here. And then trying to convince Hope, I'm like, that's a hard thing, because you think your child is gone. It's dead. Liam's having a crazy moment. What are you talking about? All these questions. It's like time has passed.
Yes. And Hope has worked so hard to try to move on.
Right.
So hard.
Right.
So when Liam starts speaking all this speak, you know, she said, stop. This hurts. Why are you talking like this?
Oh, my God. That would hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
Like he's rallying the cage.
Yes.
So it's like, okay. And I just remember when I was being told where the baby was and why I wasn't told. It was very interesting. Very soap opera for my life. But it was very interesting to kind of like... hear these stories and go, I was there and we were together when this happened. And I'm like, so it's kind of weird. If someone's telling you something, you're just kind of like, no.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Right. Yeah. It's like, yes, it is. And it's like, it's so crazy.
Did he get to the part about the babies being switched?
No.
Okay.
All it was about was that you have a child and it's Beth.
Beth is alive.
And you're the mother, basically. He was about to say that, and it went to black or whatever.
Right.
Like, he was like, the baby is alive. Beth is alive. And her face was like, and then and that was it.
Yes. Her brain's exploding.
Well, yeah, it should be. It should be.
Because Liam would never say something like this if it weren't true.
Right.
And so she has to know that.
Right. There are definitely grounds for annulment, you think?
You think?
That's hilarious.
That's grounds for murder. Like,
exactly.
You know, well, that's another soap opera.
That's funny, Michelle B. That's hilarious. Where was baby Kelly during all this? Don't matter where Kelly was.
I know.
She's off the side somewhere. Baby Beth was the main focus.
But let me tell you, I cannot wait for Brooke's reaction.
She was right, though. She was right.
Oh, my God. Catherine Kelly Lang is going to be
everything. Well, her, Jack Lee's, Woods could be everything.
Yes.
Wait till Rich finds out, too.
Is Bill going to step into this? Or is he just on vacation?
Him and Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is Bill? Yeah, where is the dollar bill?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad they've kept the Logan sisters in the loop to some extent.
Well, you know
during
why.
All this.
You know why. Because Homegirl's a Logan, Flo's a Logan, so we got to play that up a little
for
bit.
For sure, yeah.
At some point, that's going to be a major contention point, is that these two cousins, one did one wrong.
Yeah, but I think you hit it on the head when you said Katie's probably going to side with Flo.
Yeah.
Of all of them.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Katie will be the one to eventually... support her.
Yes.
And I agree.
Because Brooke, obviously, that's her daughter.
Yeah. So that's... If I were Brooke. Oh.
Thomas is going to be in for it. Thomas is going... But now I'm scared.
Well, he posted. The actor posted a photo. Yeah, did you catch that?
Yeah, I did. I did.
So I'm wondering...
I'm scared.
I'm wondering how... Okay. Where's that going to come from?
This is not going to be easy, folks.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, here's your baby. You got it. Yeah. No, I mean, I'll be that easy. No, no, no.
Yeah.
And Thomas ain't done.
There's going to be drama.
Thomas ain't done. Not at all. I believe that with all my heart. He is not done.
But you know what moment I loved was when Douglas calls Thomas.
Yes.
I told Liam.
Mm-hmm. Ah! Sure did.
I was like, no, I cannot believe he just said that.
He did. I love the little actor. I love that you did that.
Fabulous.
And Thomas is like, oh my God. Yes.
Hope, you're wearing the wrong clothes. Go, we're traveling. Go change.
Go change. Like, okay, girl. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. I was very surprised that the child was the one who was going to spill the beans.
Yeah.
Like, literally spill the beans and get Liam thinking, okay, something's going on. I didn't see that coming. So they gave me a shock.
Yeah.
And these shows, I've watched shows for like 30, 40 years. I mean, like, it's just kind of nice to have a surprise.
And I was wondering, what is it going to take for Thomas? Like, how's this going to stop? You know, Hope's going to say no.
Right.
What's it going to take? Because she's going to keep saying no. He's going to get mad, and something bad's going to happen between the two of them. Mm-hmm. So what's going to something has to happen, and it was Douglas's call.
Mm-hmm.
I told Leah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that would have stopped Thomas from.
But just imagine Ridge and Steffi both, who have to see Thomas for what he is.
Ridge has an issue with seeing his children for who they are. You know, when everything went down with Steffi and Bill.
Yeah.
You know, and Steffi kept trying to convince him this was consensual.
Yes, I know.
No,
that was frustrating
this
me
is
too.
Dad, hello, I'm an adult. This was consensual.
Right.
He has a really big issue with not being able to see what's really going on. And I would have to think that this is going to be a point of contention between Brooke and Ridge.
Right. What's interesting, too, is all the speculation that's been in the chat room, online, now about Thomas, and people are bringing up things like, did he shoot Bill? Was it him, not Taylor? Is Taylor covering up for him? Is Baby Douglas actually Ridge's, not Thomas's? There's all these things that are kind of floating around in the Twitterverse and Soap Twitter that I thought was very interesting.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about this.
That maybe Taylor's covering for Thomas. And did Thomas do anything to Caroline? Did he do something to Caroline?
Yes. I saw that.
That's always that. But these other two things are kind of floating around. And I see it in the chat room, too. It's like, they're like, okay, it's like, well, maybe Baby Douglas is actually Ridge's.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I go back to you. I liked having Ridge and Caroline together. I liked their dynamic.
I do, too.
And both, and Chris Lindsay, my friend, and then they were great together. They're a great combo.
Yeah.
And I like that. And so it's kind of sad they kind of killed that on some level.
Yeah, and so maybe there was a reason for that.
Yeah.
If Thomas really did have something to do with her demise, then that story, that's why they did it. Because we were all like, what just happened? Why did they kill Caroline?
Yeah, and also, I know the other thing that's been very strange, because talking about going back to his past, what people are bringing up, and so I understand this too, because we've watched along. He was into Caroline. He was into Daisy. He was into Caroline. He was into Sasha.
Yes.
He was into Sally. Like, it's like, where was the hope thing? Like, where did that come from?
Exactly.
So, I'm thinking maybe off camera something happened. He thought about her and then was like, okay, I get rid of Caroline and I'm going back to Hope. I mean, who knows, right?
Yeah.
That could be an interesting story. That could be an interesting backstory if they flesh that out.
I love being trying to be in the minds of the writers.
Right.
Yeah, because this is fun.
Like, what are they doing? Where are they going?
A fun job.
Oh, yeah. Get to write for them. I would never do it because soap fans are crazy. But I would never do it because you can't please all soap fans.
You can't.
You can't. But I enjoy watching soap writing. I enjoy where they decide to take things and getting little surprises, like Douglas being the one to spill it. Like, I love that kind of thing. I love that Liam actually got answers.
Yes.
It wasn't just him, you know, dead end. No, he got answers. And it was pretty fast.
Yeah.
It was like, answer.
Yeah.
You're the father. Answer. You're the mother.
The momentum was perfect.
The pacing
of it was perfect.
It was good.
Yeah.
And like, what's happening with Liam and Flo? Like, what's going to happen with them? Liam loves his brother.
Yeah.
He loves Flo.
And what's going to happen with Wyatt and Flo? He had such an issue with Sally, which really upset me. It's like, really? You're breaking up with her because of this? If he broke up with Sally because of that,
right.
Come on.
Right. Right.
There's no room for forgiveness.
There's speculation that now Cyclone come right back into the picture and be like, Sally and Wyatt.
But I like Flo and Wyatt.
I do.
I like them both.
I do too.
I like them both. I'm trying to think of who else. I mean, we've had that discussion too. Yeah. Who else could Sally be paired up with?
Because Sally is such a dynamic character. Courtney Hope is so wonderful.
Yes.
I forgot that she's with Chad Newell.
Yes.
In real life, from GH.
They've been together for a while.
Yeah,
they're
totally
so
forgot
cute.
That. They're cute.
They're
his storyline right now too is interesting.
Oh, yes.
With Sasha.
Yes.
But no, I really think that Sally could be moved around a couple places. I think that. I like Sally, but I know that Liam and Hope are the end game. I guess at this point.
Yeah.
I guess, are they? Not Liam and Steffi, right? Liam and Hope.
No, Liam, yeah.
And Hope are the end game at this point.
For sure.
So I wonder who Steffi will be with.
Steffi just needs to be super independent woman for a while. You know, maybe they'll bring somebody new on the landscape.
So, hashtag real talk with Renee Smith. Okay, it's just always all one caps. I can see it. Real talk with Renee Smith says, Thomas never got over Hope since Cabo. He was with those other women because he couldn't have Hope. Well, that's interesting. That could work.
Yeah.
That could work.
You know, it's one of those moments where it's just never the right time, and then all of a sudden that person is available. Well, no, she wasn't. She was still married to Liam.
Right.
She was still married to Liam.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't understand.
I think we're all trying to figure this out.
We're all trying to figure it out.
I mean, we like the storyline itself, but we're trying to figure out the motivation. Right? So
yeah.
I think we're all trying to figure that out.
We need more motivation.
And maybe it'll come out. Maybe there'll be a confessional. Confession. Maybe it'll be a confession. Maybe something will come out and he'll have a breakdown. And he'll explain everything.
You got some splaining to do.
That could happen. That could happen. And give him an Emmy not worthy performance. Who knows?
And just when you think Annika Noel can't be any more fabulous, you just know that these performances coming down the pike are going to just be this tornado of a performance.
Homer has been crying. You know she's been crying. You know she is.
My gosh.
When
I'll be texting you.
I know.
And crying.
Yes.
Can I tell you a really cool story?
Tell me.
So a coworker of mine, her husband does lighting on Bold and the Beautiful.
Okay.
Her husband's not into soap operas.
Really?
Like, it's a great job. He loves his job. But he doesn't watch soap operas.
Right.
But he was telling his wife one day, he came home and he said, I have to tell you, the performances that went down today, everybody on set was sobbing.
Wow.
And I said to my coworker, that was Annika Noel.
Yes, exactly. We know who she is.
We had her in studio for an interview, and can I just tell you, it was her.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
So, Annika, if you're listening to this,
our buddy.
You know that your I'm getting goosebumps
yes,
again. Know
yes.
that your performances continue to resonate and move, and you are. And she talked about this in the interview. She's exceeding her own personal expectations of what she thought she was capable of as
she's
an actor.
She's not a mother in real life.
And, you know, and so to be able to tap into
that's great. She's an actress.
That play pretend. You know, what if that exercise of what if is powerful.
I think it's great. I think it goes to show that if you are passionate about acting and you're really working your craft, you don't have to be that character to play that character.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, I'm not going to diss any acting schools.
No.
You know, if someone's playing an alcoholic, there's a school of thought of, well, I need to go on a binge for 3 weeks so I can really.
Right.
Which is fine.
For some people, it works.
You know, to each their own.
Right. It really works.
You know, there's a flip side of the coin is where you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's other ways of tapping into that sense of loss and anger and guilt. There's other ways to tap into all that stuff.
Well, it's funny. I interviewed Michelle Stafford last week, my girl.
Oh.
And you can watch it on AfterBuzz TV, Spotlight On. And one thing she mentions, and I know they played it on the YNR show here last week, she approached coming back to Phyllis as a new character. She came back to it she's treating it as a new character.
Interesting.
You know, she used to play it years ago.
Yeah.
But she's changed as a person, went off to play another character, and now she's coming back and treating it as a new character. And I think it's funny how certain ways of acting, that's why you want to bring it up, certain ways of acting, it's really cool that they can, again, tap into other ways of getting to the heart of a character.
Yes.
To play scenes.
Yeah.
There's not just this, you don't have to be for real or this way or that way. There's many ways to come to acting.
Yes.
I mean, I admire actors. I'm not an actor. I've done some acting
things.
It's
hard work.
It's hard work.
And the great ones like Annika and Michelle, they make it look easy.
Right.
You know, as a viewer, you're like, oh, that looks
and
easy.
And tell people you know that if you don't know somebody, they're doing 60 to 100 pages of dialogue a day.
Yeah.
They're blocking, shooting at usually one take. Next.
Yeah, you know, for those, this is going into a day's thing, but Freddie Smith and his fiancée Alyssa have this podcast, Freddie and Alyssa Show, and he really talked about, he's like, 10 most asked questions, you know, that I get.
Yes.
And one of them was, what's your typical day like? And he went into depth about, well, we're dealing with, you know, 60 pages, and here are the different scenarios of what my day could entail, depending on how many locations I'm in, how many pages, blah, 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 blah. And again, it just reiterates the extraordinary craft that these daytime actors have.
I agree.
That's unparalleled in the industry.
I agree.
I'm not diminishing Meryl Streep. I'm not.
Right.
At the same time, nobody works as hard as daytime actors.
I agree. I agree with that.
Because they're not forced to.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to. So, you know, that's great.
Right.
You have the luxury of 15 takes or 4 months. That's not the daytime reality.
I did a movie last year. No, 2 years ago. It's coming out at Christmas.
Oh!
And with Vivica Fox.
We're going to have a celebration.
God, I was like 80 pounds heavier. but I bring up that we had one scene I worked on. It was 3 pages. And it took us like 3-4 hours to shoot it. Like different angles. We took different takes.
Yeah.
It was like, it was very a nice, relaxed pace. And I think I couldn't imagine Soap World.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, now, next one. They do like 10 scenes within that time period.
Yeah. I was on a set one time. This was a couple of years ago. It was a sitcom. And this actor couldn't remember his lines.
It happens.
But he had a meltdown.
Oh.
And, you know, literally said, I can't do this. And walked off. And they gave him time to figure it out.
Yes.
And he came back and they did it like 8 or 9 more times. And I was horrified.
Yeah.
Like, really? Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Only because we know the Soap World.
Right.
It's like, really? Mm-hmm. What? I was so livid.
I did an episode of House 11 years ago. Season 4, episode 4. And I played a doctor. But it was funny. There's one guy that was on the show. He couldn't get his line. He couldn't get the energy.
Yeah.
And they usually on set sometimes. You'll know this on set. A lot of times I'll have acting coaches on set and things on set sometimes to help you kind of work with stuff. Not for anything bad sometimes. You just kind of say, okay, well, you should read the line this way. But anyway, this guy could not get it. I was so nervous. I wanted to say, I can do it. I know the scene so much. I know the scene, so I want to do it myself. I want to do it myself. I can do it. He couldn't get the emotion.
Yeah.
Everybody else was great. He couldn't do it. And not saying he's a bad actor. I'm not going to say his name or anything. At least somebody out there. But he just couldn't get it. And I was like, you know, it's like on a Soap World, they wouldn't get it. No.
And this is why we do these recaps.
Yes.
You know, this is why we watch daytime drama. Because we just love the actors. We love the crew. Just, it takes a village, truly, to make this magic happen.
And for a half-hour soap,
yes,
it's way different than hour soaps. Mm-hmm. It's way different. Because, again, they have an embarrassment of riches, of characters, storylines, and actors. They can only showcase so much at a small time.
Yes.
That's the only problem. And so this storyline, finally, if you get Soap Opera Digest, I post it on our page. It talks about the baby reveal. So I feel like the rollout is going to happen this week also.
Oh, yes.
I want
that moment from Hope. We had that moment from Liam where he realizes.
Yeah.
You know, Hope's not there yet.
No.
I can't wait for that moment.
And everybody.
Two of them come together in unison and realize Beth is alive.
And then I need a scene with Liam, Beth, and Hope together.
Oh, my God.
Get the tissues ready. Sponsored by Kleenex. They're going to have to. And Susan Russo. Hi, Susan. Annika really reeled me in. Yeah, I mean, she is a big part of why the storyline, has worked. Her honest performances. They really have. And like you said, consistently having to do this for a long period of time.
Yes.
And keep them fresh. Yeah, there's some scenes where everybody repeats the same words. I mean, it's soaps. Yeah. I mean, I'm not that in here, too. I mean, it's just soaps.
Yeah.
Soaps do a lot of the talking stuff and the recapping. That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They do this at the beginning of time. They always do that.
And thank you, fans, for the amazing response for the Annika interview.
Close to 6,000
views.
Yeah,
that was just so phenomenal.
Yes.
We're so thankful.
I'm glad you guys like her. Thankful. And a lot of people were saying, like we said, we didn't know her. She doesn't do any interviews. You think about it, she doesn't do any interviews other than us and maybe a few print things, but no one knew who she was, and I get to know who she was. A lovely person. And she liked our page, and she did all this stuff, and so she's like, she knows who we are. And we'll have her on again at some point when some more stuff goes down. But I think she's a large part of why that storyline is watchable.
And the chemistry between her and Scott Clifton, just with everybody. Jacqueline, yeah. I mean, it's really a beautiful thing to watch. Really beautiful.
Yeah, they have a great chemistry.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think we caught everything about this week. I mean, they really, it's out there now.
Yeah.
It's out there floating around, and the rest of the reveal and the fallout's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks for sure. At least it's next week for sure. I wasn't going to add any more storylines in this week to break it up a little bit.
I'm scared for Douglas. I mean, I don't think Thomas would hurt him, but Thomas is probably a little upset right now.
Thomas is scary. We're not done. We haven't seen the last time. Thomas is not done. That baby is not going to go. If we do any predictions, I'm just stupid. So I'll do a couple predictions. I think you have that thing. One of the predictions is Thomas is going to go crazy, and the baby might go missing for a minute. I have a prediction on that.
Oh my! Like a kidnapping kind of thing.
He's going to go crazy. The baby's going to be just handed over to them so easily, and they live happily ever after. That's not going to happen. I'm sorry. It's just like they'll give him a moment of happiness and be reunited. Something's going to happen.
Oh.
I don't know how it's going to happen, but something's going to happen. And Thomas is going to be involved. I have a feeling it's not going to be that easy.
I know.
He's not going to just go to jail. He's not done. Because in a way, he didn't do anything wrong. He's not part of the baby snatcher switch. He's not part of all that.
Right.
He's just creepy. The other stuff. The baby snatch stuff, that's
Reese
and them.
Well, he becomes an accomplice.
Them. Kind of.
But they all are
in a way. Everybody's in
murder.
Trouble. Well, look at Zendaya. Forget Zoe and Zendaya. Yes. They're in it, too. Zoe's totally in it.
Let's call him Xander. Zendaya. Yes, Zendaya. Yes.
Xander. Xander.
It is Xander.
It is Xander. Sorry, Zendaya was the other black one. Only I can do that, I guess. Xander. So Xander and Flo are in up to their ears, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Flo especially. I mean, Flo. I keep saying Zoe.
And Shauna.
All these names. And Shauna.
Yeah.
They all know.
I know.
They all know. So everybody's involved. So the dominoes. I mean, they're all going to be caught up.
Shauna was making me mad, too, though. With just her continuous. Yeah. Like,
right.
And Flo actually said to her, you're not being a mother. You're not being who you should be. You should be telling me to do the right thing.
Yes.
And I said, you go. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So somebody says, I didn't think Thomas will steal Beth. I have this weird feeling.
Oh, boy. I didn't even think about that.
He's going to go down fighting. Please. You want to be with me, Hope? You want your baby?
That's sick.
I just have a feeling. But they're going to have a moment. They're going to have a moment, though. They're going to have a moment. We're together. It'll be cutesy. And that's it. Prediction.
Okay. We'll see.
So we're back next week. Back at the regular time at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7:15 Eastern Standard Time. We'll be back for that.
I'm exhausted.
I know after all this. And I just want to give a special shout out to all the victims to both shootings that happened.
Gosh.
El Paso and Dayton. Two places I go to all the time.
No words.
I know both cities. I go to them all the time. And I don't even understand what's going on right now. But I want to give a shout out to everybody who's dealing with that right now.
Yes.
It's not in the whole country that's dealing with that right now.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Not good. Not good at all. But we'll see you next week, and Tammy, somewhere they can find you on the social media platforms.
Oh, so on Twitter, at Tammy Gouveia, and on Insta, Tammy.Gouveia.
Now, of course, like I said, we have a new Instagram page and new Twitter page, The Bold Breakdown, one word. Like it. Tell everybody who's a Bold Breakdown, a Bold Beautiful fan, to go in and follow us. We are getting followers. They're coming in, so we're happy, and we're following people, too. So please follow us there. You can follow me. We're all James Lott Jr. Sold at James Lott Jr. on all social media platforms. And we will see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.